South Sudan will be joining the rest of the world in celebrating the World Humanitarian Day on the 19th of this month. And you know, South Sudan entirely or mostly depends on humanitarian assistance given to you by people who have sacrificed their life to come all along from their countries to be in Juba or in Rumbek, wherever they are, in all corners of South Sudan. And joining me this evening in the studio to talk more about what does it mean to be a humanitarian worker in a country like South Sudan that has gone through a lot of challenges. I have two ladies with me here in the studio. First of all, I have Margaret Alitier. Welcome, Margaret, and thank you so much for coming to our studio this evening.
Thank you very much to have us today in your studio.
And I also do have Rachel Chadalvada from the Samaritan Pass, right?
Yes, you got that right.
Yeah. Okay, both of you, you are most welcome. And first of all, begin telling us really, Margaret, what inspired you to be a humanitarian aid worker? What happened? How did it begin?
Okay, thank you for this an opportunity. First of all, let me introduce myself.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
My name is Margaret Ali Triar, and the other name is Nyasinga.
Nyasinga.
I'm from Amadi State, actually from Mvolo County.
Yeah.
So I start.
So you work for Samaritan
Pass?
Yes,
I work.
As what?
I work for Samaritan Pass as a senior HR. So in the, my field of work with Samaritan Pass as a HR, senior HRO. I work with the different nationality from different countries because, as you know, Samaritan Pass is international relief organization. So we have IFS, what you call international field staff from different countries.
Yeah.
Like we have from East Africa, West Africa, we have from Europe, America, India, Nepal. So different nationality to come together to give a service to needy people and to help them to survive. So I work with the government. My job is to make sure our organization and all our international field staff comply with the law and the policy of the government of South Sudan.
Yeah.
So in terms of this business, I liaise with different offices in Juba in daily basis, from RRC, CID, Ministry of Labor, Ministry of Health, all our partners to help us to achieve and to provide.
Yes, Margaret, before we go to your colleague, what is it like to be working for Samaritan Pass and a humanitarian aid worker in a country like South Sudan where there's a lot of demands from you people?
Okay. So humanitarian's work is not an easy work. It is not like when you see people in the vehicles every day, UN vehicle or NGOs vehicle, then you saw these people that are enjoying life. It is really very tough and challenging work.
How is it tough?
Okay. In terms of my, on top of my own experience, I was in the field previously in 2014 after the crisis. Samaritan Pass decided to go on to respond to the needy people in the United States, especially in Mayandit and Lair. It was not very easy to take a decision to leave your family, where everyone is looking to be secure and to be with his family.
And you are going to the front line.
Exactly. The areas where, you know, there is insecurity, you know, you don't know if you will come or not, you come, and you don't know
whether you'll
the
come
culture.
Back or not.
Yes, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But that decision, I have to take it. Because the world is not only about, when we think about the humanitarian world, you don't think about yourself.
Yeah. You think about others.
Exactly. You think the others people. They need people. The people who really need. And this is a part of our responsibility as a South Sudanese. I'm a South Sudanese.
Yeah.
So this is my responsibility. Many, 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 many colleagues in humanitarian field to come from different countries. They leave their own countries to come and to save us. And as a South Sudanese, we have a lot of women and young ladies who take that tough decision to go to the place they don't know, different culture, different language, insecurity,
mm-hmm.
to go and to serve someone you don't know. Someone is not even a family member to you. It is not an easy decision while you are living your comfortable life, your family behind.
Yeah. Okay, we shall be coming back to you later on, Margaret. Let's go to Chad Alvada. First of all, tell us, what does the Samaritan Pass do in the country, and tell us briefly more about your work with them.
Thank you so much. So my name is Rachel Chadalavada. I'm from India, and I work as a communications manager with Samaritan's Purse.
Yeah.
I'm actually brand new to the country. It's been about a month and a half since I've been here.
Welcome to South Sudan.
Thank you. My experience here has been very unique, I have to say that, and I've loved it so far.
Yeah.
Samaritan's Purse is an international disaster relief organization, and as part of its mandate, it goes, when the world is running away from disaster, Samaritan's Purse will run towards that disaster. We believe that human life has value, and we want to value every human life. So Samaritan's Purse has been working even before there was a division between Sudan and South Sudan.
Right.
So right from the very beginning, we've been working here. We've worked, we have projects going on in Akwaem, in Mayandit, in Maban, in Agok, and in Rueng counties. In Maban, actually, we support the Maban County Hospital there. We work along with UNHCR, and we support the hospital there. We do a lot of projects in food security and livelihoods. We handle a lot of WASH projects and health and nutrition, and right now we're working very actively with the Ministry of Health for Ebola preparedness as well.
Right. So let's talk about the role of women in this humanitarian world. How is it like to be a woman working in this kind of situation?
I think it's an honor and a privilege to work when it comes to impacting another person's life. I think very few professions will give you that opportunity. And I think women in general are very, it comes naturally to us to care for another person. And I think when you come into humanitarian aid, it's a conscious decision. It's a choice, because you're not going into it for money. You're not looking at status. You're not looking at position. You're not looking at comfort. None of that. What you are looking at is the value of human life.
Okay. Yes, Margaret, what more do you think can be done to highlight the work being done by women in this humanitarian organization? Like you just mentioned, when the crisis were happening in the former United States, especially in Lier, where people were running away, but for you, you decided to go. What can be done to highlight the sacrifice being done by women in the humanitarian world?
So as I say previously, women, they are doing a lot of sacrifice. It's not only in the field of humanitarian work. You know, being a woman, you have a responsibility. You have your own family. You need to take care of it. Then you have the community that it's a part of you, and you have to give the service. You have to do your roles as well. So there is a lot of challenges women are facing who are working in humanitarian, because women, they've been and accepted from the women to provide 100% care to their family. At the same time, they have to perform 100% in term of the field of the work. So really, it's a lot of challenges that women are sacrificing. So what I will highlight is that we, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting us here. This is one of the good, or I can say one of the appreciated move that you call us here as a women to talk about ourselves and our other fellow women. That means you appreciate the work we are doing it, and this is one of the things that you can recognize women and what they're doing it. So when we are here today to represent our fellow women in the humanitarian field, so we need to highlight more about what women are doing in the field side, if in humanitarian field side, if it is in the within the town or outside on the field. You know, women, when they go to the field in humanitarian work, they're not only doing paperwork.
What do they do?
Yes, I can tell you what we do. Besides the paperwork we do, as what is required according to our job description, we do care about people needs. We do counseling. We talk to people. We comfort people. We pray with people. We give hope. It is not only about paperwork and delivering of food assistance or medical. It is a human thing that we have as women. So we do much away from what we request from us to be done. So all this kind of work women are doing, you need to be recognized. Like if we can say in South Sudan, once a while, we go around to the field site or even within the Juba town, inviting some women to come and to share their experience. I'm sure there is a lot of women, they've been doing amazing work than what I'm doing. Those who's working in the field or health field, those they leave their families, they go and to attend to some patients to help them. Those who do nutrition to help some other people, children, to save their lives so we can have a good and healthy new generation to work in the South Sudan.
Okay. Rachel, we are going to celebrate the World Humanitarian Day on the 19th. What does that day mean to you?
I think it's definitely a celebration of the work that we do, a celebration of human life itself. Because, you know, it's so easy to encourage your child to go pursue medicine. It's easy for you to encourage your child to go pursue law or business. But getting your children to be involved in humanitarian aid, I think that is a fantastic, phenomenal thing that you can do. When you celebrate a day like that, like a World Humanitarian Day, you're encouraging people to look out for one another. You're encouraging your children to look out for one another. And you truly are celebrating the value of life and everything that it offers.
Okay, and finally, briefly, Rachel, before we begin now with Margaret, what is your message to young women who are listening to you out there right now?
My message and challenge to you is this: there is not a thing that you cannot achieve if you put your mind to it. If you choose to do something, you have everything that it takes to achieve it. And I want to encourage you: life is so much more about yourself, so much more than just yourself. Your world doesn't revolve around you alone. Your life truly has value when you impact somebody else. So don't think twice about doing that. Be the best version of you, of who you are, and give anything that you do your 100%.
Thank you. And Margaret, your final word to young ladies who might be listening to you and won't be like you tomorrow, working as a humanitarian worker somewhere in the world.
Yeah, my words will go like that. First of all, I want to say to every women, if you are a house women, if you are a student, if you are a humanitarian worker, even if you are selling in the market, whatever kind of job you are doing a remarkable job. You are doing amazing job. You are appreciated. So my words go like that for all my young ladies. Education is very important. Education can change your life. Education will give you a career. Education will give you power. Without education, you can't empower yourself. I know in South Sudan or in African contents, we have a lot of difficulties. There is a lot of wear, there are a lot of trials, but I will say, don't give up.
Thank you so much, both, for coming to our studio. We hope to have you next time, and we shall be, inshallah, celebrating the day together with you on the 19th of August, which is not very far from today.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and that was Rachel Chadalvada and Margaret Alithier, all from Samaritan Pass, talking to us.